Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصدقة دواء منجح، وأعمال العباد في عاجلهم نصب أعينهم في آجالهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life."
Welcome back to your listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. What a beautiful persona indeed to be speaking about, this persona which has transcended time and age and place. And even 1,000 years later, when we look at this universal persona and we investigate and we research this universal persona, we find that, you know, his eminence is still so incredibly practical to the present day. Now, what's interesting is that his eminence has been given various different nicknames and various different alqab. And of course, these nicknames of His Eminence, which have been given to him by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, are a reflection of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that's why it's important to speak about them. So one of the nicknames that Imam Ali alayhi salam has is Amin. It is translated as trustee, or one who is trustworthy. And so this is because Imam Ali alayhi salam was entrusted with the affairs of the religion. He was entrusted with the secrets of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam was given this nickname of Amin and trustee by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself, who His Eminence said that, "O Ali, you are my choicest and my trustee." Again, this aspect of being trustworthy here, you know, it is said that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, that it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who was given the duty and the task to, you know, do the last will and testament, to fulfill the last will and testament of the Holy Prophet. And when the Holy Prophet left the city of Mecca and he went towards the city of Medina, it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who distributed, you know, the things that the Holy Prophet needed to distribute. And so on many occasions, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trustworthy. He was the trustee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And this is something, again, you know, because from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we try to learn these various different lessons and, you know, try to implement them in our own lives. And so, you know, we too have to be trustworthy. We have to be trustees, you know, in any of the various different aspects that this involves, whether it is a husband towards a wife, or a wife towards a husband, or a father towards a child, or a mother towards a child, or a child towards their mother, a child towards their father. These are very intimate and close relationships where we should be trustworthy with one another, but even in society in general, with our friends, with our co-workers, with our colleagues, with our fellow students, with our teachers, with our professors, we have to be trustworthy and we have to be Amin. And of course, this then, even in a very larger context, the people of the world, the Muslims of the world, how many Muslims need our trust and need our help in the present day, and we must be trustworthy and help these fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, Thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
You know, there is an ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, say to the Muslims, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. That if you really love Allah, then obey me, obey the Prophet. And if you obey the Prophet, Allah will love you. In this ayat, Allah talks about two love, one from an individual to Allah and the other from Allah to the individual. And the only thing linking these two muhabbats is the obedience to Rasulullah. Now that is a theory there in the Quran. We see only one example in the history of Islam where the Prophet testifies. He says, I'm going to give alam to somebody who is rajulan karrar yuhibbullah wa rasuluhu. That individual loves Allah and His Messenger. Not only that, وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Rasul also loves him. And this was given to none other than Amirul Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. And so when Ali goes there, outside that castle of Khaybar, the most famous and courageous, fighter of the Jewish community there, by the name of Marhab, comes outside. And it was a very common tradition among Arabs when they go to battlefield, they would challenge the opponent. And they would ask to somebody to come and, accept their challenge. And the way they used to talk about themselves was mostly in poetry form. Arabs were more talented in this matter. And so this individual comes there and he says, introduces himself outside the castle where he says, قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرْ إِنِّي مَرْحَبًا. Khaybar knows about me. I am Marhab. And he thought maybe, like yesterday and the day before, whenever they hear the name Marhab, they'll run away. But they didn't know he's somebody else today. And so Amir al-Mu'minin comes forward. And when he comes there, he also uses poetry to introduce himself. And this is where you see the pride Ali takes in his mother. And this is where he says, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا. I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar. أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا كَلَيْسِ غَابَاتٍ كَرِهَ الْمَنْزَرًا. He says, I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar, the lion. Kalaisi, I am like the lion in the forest. Karihul manzara, when other animals or other people, when they see the lion, they run away. So don't try to, threaten me. You are the one, you run away. Akiluhum bisa'i kayla sandara. And anyone who comes to fight against me, I repay them in full. So don't try to, fight with me. And the rest of the story. And so when we talk about the imamat, the wilayat, you have to realize that according to our theological perspective, our good deeds, our amal, our ibadat, everything, for it to be sahih and correct, is a fiqh issue. You have to make sure it is according to the fatawa or according to your own ijtihad, if you are a mujtahid. But then the issue of our good deeds and our ibadat, whether it's going to be acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not sufficient for it to be correct. There are many other conditions, and one of the important conditions is the wilayat of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't have the habit of talking about my own books, but it is Ghadir. And I would like to mention the book that I have, Shiaism, Imamat and Vilayat, which talks about this issue of Imamat and Vilayat. And one of its chapters is exclusively on the issue of Ghadir itself, different aspects of it, especially how the Orientalists, the Western scholars, have dealt with the issue of Ghadir. It's worth mentioning that one of the religious journals in Iran by the name of Majalle Safine, they actually selected the fourth chapter of my book, and they got it translated from English to Farsi, and it was published in Farsi in the spring issue of that magazine. And that is about the event of Ghadir. And this is from not a foreign country, this is Islamic Republic of Iran, a Shia country. But, you know, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they considered it to be worthy enough to be translated from English language into Farsi language.
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.